United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Wynn Elliott introducing another program in the Guest Star series. Transcribed features presented for savings bonds by this station each week as a public service. Let it serve as a pleasant reminder that the finest, safest investment in the world today is a United States savings bond. Well, today's guest is the charming new star of motion pictures, Miss Anne Blythe, and she'll be featured in a sketch written especially for her appearance on this program. First, however, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra to open the show with You'll Never Walk Alone from the score of Carousel. Thank you, Harry. That was swell. And now, friends, our special guest, Miss Anne Blythe. She stars in an original play by Harry Lawrence, The Lady and the Butler.
You often find better stories in newspapers than in books. Remember that story that hit all the headlines about 10 years ago when Clifford Mayfield, the wealthy young society playboy, married Carol Cole, a nightclub hatchet girl? But the papers didn't get all the story. The best part happened about a week after the wedding, when Carol came to see Sam Stone, a Broadway theatrical agent.
Mr. Stone, I've come here to hire a butler.
Lady, this isn't an employment agency for domestic help. I sell actors.
Yes, but an actor is what I want. You see, Mr. Stone, I'm just a small-town girl, and I've recently married a very wealthy society man.
Yes, Cliff Mayfield. I read about it.
We need a butler, and I'm just not used to butlers and things like that. Real butlers scare me to death. So I thought if I could hire an actor who could act the part of a butler, well, I wouldn't be so frightened.
Mrs. Mayfield, you've got an idea there. And I have just the man for the part. Steve Dobson, a swell guy, a good trooper. And he can outbuckle any flunky on Park Avenue. Oh, Steve. Steve.
Yeah?
Come in here. Got a part for you.
I'll take it. What is it?
You're going to be this lady's butler. What do you say, Mrs. Mayfield?
Well, I think he'll do very nicely.
Madame, I thank you. Madame has made it possible for me to start eating again.
That was about 3,000 papers ago. Then a few months back, I'm sure you read that follow-up story in the paper, how Clifford Mayfield died and left his young widow with nothing but debts, how she turned everything over to the creditors, her jewels, cars, Long Island home, and her fair-weather friends, how she went back to Broadway with Dobson, her butler.
So you see, sir, it again became necessary for Mrs. Mayfield to earn a living.
Steve, you talk just like a butler.
I've been a butler, sir, for the past 10 years.
And he's been a very good butler, Sam.
Thank you, madam. As I was saying, Sam, Mrs. Mayfield, having had a bit of dramatic training before her marriage, now wishes to become an actress. She will accept any role, however small, as long as it's the lead.
I see. She wants to start in as a star and work up. Well, Mrs. Mayfield, I like your spunksy. I've got a spot open in a summer theater, Straw Hatter, up in Vermont. 40 a week, room and board. They play in a barn.
In a barn, but
Madam accepts with pleasure.
Yes?
It's nearly curtain time, madam. I trust you're ready?
Yes, Dobson, I'm all ready.
Madam is most beautiful.
Thank you, Dobson. Oh, I've just got to make good tonight. You and Sam and everyone have been so wonderful to me, I just can't let you down.
Believe me, madam, you will be magnificent.
I hope so. Come in and talk to me, Dobson.
Very well, madam.
Here's a chair. Oh, careful of that peg on the wall.
Now, that's a harness hook, madam. As you know, this temple of drama was formerly a stable. This is the star dressing room.
How can you tell it's the star dressing room?
It hasn't any baled hay in it.
Oh, Dobson.
You see, the owner of this quaint structure is not entirely convinced that the drama will eventually replace the horse.
You know I'm not nervous anymore.
Oh, that's fine, madam. You'll have a wonderful audience for your debut. Even the hayloft is sold out. And they're selling standing room in the corn crib.
Wonderful. Oh, I hope none of the New York critics are here.
No, madam, but there is a Hollywood talent scout in one of the feed bins.
Oh, dear. Will you run over my lines with me? Oh, wait, I'll get you a script.
I don't need any script. I know the play by heart.
After all these weeks of rehearsal, no wonder. All right. The last part of the second act where he tells her he'll give her anything in the world.
Oh, yes. Anything your heart desires, my dear.
Anything? Darling, I want that silver moon up there.
And the moon is yours. I give it to you.
Thank you, darling. And the stars, too. Each and every one of them.
My dear, never reach for the moon and the stars. Never love anyone too much. Those who climb to the stars have a long way to fall.
Darling, what are you saying?
I'm warning you against love. Against getting stardust in your lovely eyes. We've been playing at having a light flirtation.
Yes.
Yes. But not any longer. From now on, my darling, pick up your marbles or play for keeps.
Darling, do you think I'm playing for marbles?
Sweetheart, you mean?
I still want the stars, my love. But the ones in your eyes will do quite nicely.
Oh, my dear.
5 minutes, Miss... Oh, I'm sorry. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Dobson.
5 minutes.
Dobson, that kiss wasn't in the play.
Wasn't in that play. But it's in this one. Shall we do an encore?
Oh, Dobson. Oh, Dobson.
And of course you read what the paper said this morning. Not a word about the play, but that big headline. Society woman marries former butler. Ah, yes. You quite often find better stories in the newspapers than in books.
Thank you, Anne Blythe. We'll bring you back to our microphone in just a few moments. And now, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra playing a Sosnick arrangement of Rodgers and Hart's The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. And now, our star returns to the microphone with a special message. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Anne Blythe.
I'd like to have a special word with the housewives in our audience. Most of you, I'm sure, have budget problems these days. So much so that it's difficult to put aside anything to take care of future emergency or to provide a good education for your children. Well, here's a suggestion. Tonight, ask your husband if he has investigated the payroll savings plan available to him through his employer. It's a sure way to save because it's an automatic way. And best of all, the money goes into United States savings bonds, the finest, safest investment you could possibly make. The government protects you against loss, replacing your bonds without charge if they should be stolen, destroyed, or just plain lost. And they grow in value, paying back $4 for every three you invest in 10 short years. So, friends, buy savings bonds and buy them regularly. I buy them myself, and I recommend them to you as a splendid way to provide for a secure future. Goodbye, and thank you for having me on your program.
Have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature program for savings bonds brought to you by this station as a public service. Our special thanks go to the lovely motion picture star Anne Blythe for an outstanding performance. Supporting her in the play were Gerald Moore, Eddie Field, George Peroni, and Peter Leeds. Louis Graff directed the play. Music was by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Next week, at this same time, we'll have another fine star to greet you, so join us, won't you? Meanwhile, this is Wynne Elliott saying goodbye with the suggestion that the best way to save is...